We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for joining us again this week. We're glad to be with you. Hey, and I want to thank everybody. We've been giving out our toll-free number here on Have a Heart Health Radio, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. And we invite you to call and ask questions. And also our email address, haveaheart@thebright.com. And Bill, we had some people give us some questions, and I thought we'd go ahead and start off the program answering some questions. So you up for that?
Let's go.
All right, and I do want to promise people, a lot of people have been talking about this. There's a lot of articles going around about something called AMPK. If you don't know about it, you should. And if you do know about it, I think you need to hear what we have to say. First question, Bill, is someone says some nice things about the show, that they like hearing it, but they would like some thoughts on adrenal exhaustion. So I'm sure we can contribute to that. What are your thoughts on what to do about adrenal exhaustion?
We have to be careful about adrenal. I've told have people tell me all the time, you know, you're adrenally exhausted, you need to boost it up. But the adrenal glands are stress-type hormone glands. By the way, vitamin C was found to be in high concentration in the adrenal glands. So if you think you're adrenal exhausted, just off the top, start with vitamin C. Take it two or three times a day because it gets exhausted. Vitamin C gets depleted as you get to adrenal exhaustion, which is stress, really. So physical stress, emotional stress, those kind of things, and certainly you can't. If you're adrenally exhausted, you're going to get infections. You're going to be sick and because it's part of your immune system. So a tip off trying to discern whether it's adrenal exhaustion or too much stress hormone, which is called epinephrine or norepinephrine. So it's hard to decipher between the two. If you think you're overly stressed and you need to calm down the stress hormones, then you're going to reach for theanine. It's a green tea extract. Theanine, T-H-E, like the word the, theanine, N-I-N-E, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, theanine. And it calms down those adrenal stress hormones. If you're adrenally exhausted, you're going to put vitamin C on your plate and take that two or three times a day. And certainly you are going to get something like licorice root extract because it preps you. When I'm really down immune-wise and I can't fix it with a normal vitamin C and D and zinc, then I take my licorice root extract, and sure enough, it usually conquers and shortens a cold or illness and those kind of things. So I've used it pretty reliably. Licorice root extract is not an everyday thing because it'll eventually do something to raise your blood pressure a little bit. You can use it in the short term. And if you're concerned, then you use what they call the DGL, D as in dog, G as in great, and L as in Larry, DGL. It means deglycerinated licorice, which takes the part out that raises your blood pressure. But it understands it. More stress produces stress hormones, which raises your blood pressure. And pepping up and revving your adrenal glands could do that too. So, but they may be exhausted, and they need that oomph. And so that's my answer. What do you have for the adrenals, David?
Well, a couple things. I would remind everybody that the five biggest enemies of your adrenal glands are stress, caffeine, nicotine, white flour, white sugar, and lack of sleep, actually. So if you're adrenally challenged, you want to look at your sleep. Bill's right. Vitamin C, real important for the adrenals. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. I concur wholeheartedly with the theanine during the day. Theanine can help keep you more relaxed and focused. And I'm a big fan of the Chinese kind of tonic herbs for the adrenals. Not all of these are Chinese, but there's Romania, Schizandra, Rhodiola, Ashwagandha, what they used to call Siberian ginseng. There's a lot of adaptogens that can help. So make sure you're staying away from stimulants, get some sleep,
And okay, now the adaptogen, let's give everybody, adaptogens adapt to adapt. They kind of normalize, and that would be ashwagandha, bacopa, let's see, there's two more.
Rhodiola,
and I thought there was a fourth one that I always mention. They're the ginseng.
Eleuthero,
ginseng. So the issue is that they tend to normalize. Now, the only reason why I didn't mention them next to theanine is because they take like 3,000 milligrams. They take quite a few capsules, and they could be semi-expensive. They work. So mm-hmm. if you want to try those, they're good also for the adrenals.
All right. Now, we have somebody that gave us a couple of questions here. Now, here's one. He says he's not tolerant of fish or flax, which are most people would say the two top sources of omega-3. It seems he's, you know, according to him, that he loses facial hair. So what's a good source of omega-3 for somebody like him? One thing I would say is I'm a fan of preformed omega-3, which is usually why I default to fish. But they do make omega-3 supplements that come from an algae, like a lichen plant. So it's like usually advertised as vegan omega-3. And I'd probably go there would be my advice. Any other advice there, Bill?
Well, the DHA, they can synthetically make just DHA. You won't get the EPA, which is not good. You need the balance, but if that's what you must do. But this is a tip-off here because this father, I think he used the word allergy too, but
yeah.
Lack of facial hair. So the issue is there must be an estrogen in there because women, when they have estrogen, then they tend not to have the facial hair like men do unless they have polycystic ovary messing around with their sex hormones. So for a man to have this, if flaxseed oil has estrogen-like molecules in it and it tells you that there's some little hormonal issue here, he's not really allergic in the sense of allergy, as he is, there's some hormonal issue here.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me fish ought to help in this sense. But he may, and we can get this, we can have men make a little bit of estrogen, more testosterone, obviously. And maybe when the body, where you're carrying a lot of adipose tissue, that means you're fattier, then that makes estrogen. And some men can become estrogen dominant, and you see a few men become get breast cancer and these kind of things. So they generally are men that are heavy and even have a little bit of breast formation from this, so much fat. And so need to be careful about that. The antidote is simple. Go to a very lean carbohydrate diet, no bread, no pasta, no rice, and no added sugars. And those hormones will, you know, normalize up. And you need fat in your diet to make sex hormones, so you want to get back on the right track, and don't get terribly afraid of fats. I think something like olive oil and so on would be good in these cases. But it just tells me it's not an allergy, it's not an allergen. It is more of a hormonal issue with this person.
It makes sense. Now, one question is, our daily vitamin regimens. Now, I don't know about you, Bill, but mine's kind of substantial. We take a long time. I think it would just tend to bore people.
I don't want to scare them away, but the headline today is about a man who takes 38 pills a day, dietary supplements, and he's the second smartest man in the world, has an IQ of 192. His name, Rick Rosner, age 54, and they give a whole list of the supplements he takes. He claims that it's made him smarter, helped him get jobs, and he's had a series of jobs in television, even an Emmy nomination, and so on and so on. And he tests very well mentally. He's taken omega-3, fish oil, aspirin, metformin, okay if you have to take it, it's a diabetic drug. Metoprolol, which is a beta blocker, wouldn't touch it. It's too many problems. Glycodin and SOD, it makes an antioxidant. There's some things here I've never seen before. Glucosamine for the joints, a multivitamin. Astragalus is a Chinese herb.
Immune tonic kind of.
Get this one, David. Gummy fiber supplements. Okay.
Great.
generic cholesterol reducing pills. No.
What was that, IQ? It's going down a little bit.
Curcumin, fine, anti-inflammatory. That's from the turmeric spice. CoQ10, okay, with the vitamin E. Carnosine, can be trouble taken out all the time, but carnosine's a wonderful anti-aging molecule. Gets rid of cataracts as an eye drop. Acetyl-L-carnitine, an amino acid. Vitamin D3, vitamin C, vitamin E with selenium. Lycopene, the pigment we get from tomatoes. Trimethylglycine is really betaine. It's an acid type pill. Calcium, I wouldn't take it for a man. Benfotiamine is a sophisticated fat soluble vitamin B1 supplement. N-acetylcysteine, he mentioned NAC, okay. Mangosteen, pomegranate, noni complex.
Okay.
He's really getting going. Vitamin K, horse chestnuts for varicose veins. He shouldn't have varicose veins. Quercetin, good idea. Coffee he drinks. Phosphatidylserine is a brain pill. DMAE, again, treats attention deficit. Now he really gets sophisticated for our audience. Aminoguanidine, centrophenoxifene, pyrocetin, Cognitex. These are all vinpocetine and methylene blue. Boy, this guy is really – that's just where our audience is at. But he takes 38 pills a day, and he's got his IQ up. He needs a little sharpening. You know, maybe we're ahead of him. You can't take there's such a thing as taking too many supplements, and we try to preach on this show, save your money, make sure you get a great multivitamin, hopefully iron-free and copper-free, and especially for adults. The kids need those minerals, but you don't. And, you know, a good fish oil supplement, if not for a flaxseed, to get the omegas. And that should cover most of the bases if you did it right. I wrote a whole book about multivitamins, and it ended up formulating some multivitamins for Purity Products in New York. You can check on them, the Purity Products multivitamins. But the issue is that we're trying to save you money, consolidate down. If we make this too expensive, too onerous, too many pills. Now, fellas, if you've got a prostate problem, you're getting up in the middle of the night. David?
All right. There are a lot of good prostate supplements. I think the ones that work best are multifaceted. In other words, instead of trying to say just pumpkin seed, just salt palmetto, just pygium, just beta-sitosterol, our friend here wrote a question, some brands. Here's three brands. I like Source Naturals ProstaResponse. I like Jarrow Prostate Optimizer. And there's also a product by Irwin Naturals called ProstaStrong. Those are just some formulas. I see them work pretty well. They tend to have just about everything in them that's good for the prostate. And I know you're a pumpkin seed oil fan because
I haven't seen it fail anyone. Pumpkin seed oil is great to shrink that prostate with a little vitamin D like Barlean's provides it. That's the one I use. It's called Omega Man. It works wonders. And I don't get up at night. I'm an older man now. I have this young sounding voice, but you know, I don't get up in the night, and I still have a stream, as they say. As you get a little older here, you know, you got to hit the wall with your stream. So fellas, if you're just dribbling, your prostate's getting hard and you want to stop that. And resveratrol is very good for the prostate. Vitamin D is good too. So These are all good, but listen to the brands that David talked about. Next question.
Okay, we know what? It's about time. Let's take a quick break here and have a Heart Health Radio, get back to our questions, and we will be talking about AMPK. If it's new to you, stay tuned because you need to know about it. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. Also, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. We're responding to some of the questions that you all have emailed in and left messages on our toll-free number. You'll hear that information coming up on the breaks. Bill.
Wait a minute. Before you go to were you going to ask about our caller wanted to know about hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up with this one gentleman, and that's the next question.
Okay.
One question, it's beyond the scope of the show other than to say this. I think he has a friend who has lymphoma. And his question was, is chemo an effective treatment for lymphoma? And sort of talking about this without knowing the person is beyond the scope of the show, I think. But I will ask you this, Bill. You wrote a book. It's out of print, but a really exhaustive book on cancer. And one of the things you did was you did really go over the science of the treatments. And so from your assessment of looking at the current treatments, a lot of cancer treatments don't seem to add much, honestly. Some do, like skin cancers, there are some exceptions. But do they have a handle on lymphoma, the typical standard medical way of dealing with it, in your opinion?
Lymphoma is a cancer abnormality in the lymph system. So it's a garbage out system. And certainly it's I just talked to a man 81 years old, and he lived 10 years with lymphoma. It was a pretty good deal. He listened to a little advice I gave him and take IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6, rice bran extract. And that's kept him alive, he says, though he's taken some other things. I think you need another woman just got on the phone with me, has survived 6 years with lymphoma. They're all doing things outside of the chemo and radiation. I've had some people blame me and say, well, chemo does shrink back the lymphoma. It does. It's a little more effect on soft tissue or non-solid tumors like lymphoma and like leukemia, because radiation and chemo don't penetrate a solid tumor. Did I really say that? Radiation and chemo do not penetrate solid tumors of the colon, prostate, lung, and so on. So believe it or not, they will by 50%, and then it comes roaring back. And in between courses, you get treatment in an oncologist's office intravenously with chemo. You come back in a week, and you gave it a week to regrow. So you're kind of stagnant, going nowhere. And eventually you develop treatment resistance, and you've destroyed your immune system a way that you're going to survive. So most of the people who are claiming they've had some survival either really have cancer, they had pre-cancer, or they found other ways. I mean, the word cancer is pretty fear-evoking, and the next thing you gave up your smoking, drinking, started some other health habits, and sure enough, you started to respond. Now, I'm writing a book at the moment. We will have it out and ready by the end of January, only because I'm going to unveil it at the National Health Federation annual 60th Annual Awards Dinner on January 31st. And the gist of that, because I don't want to hang people, hang into our radio show and we'll help you with your cancer next month. Well, there's a lot of desperate people. And the title of it is we already know how to cure cancer. And let me tell you what that is. If you're ready for this, we've known since the year 1909 that if we underfed animals, they would get fewer cancers, they would grow less aggressively. In other words, we want to cut back on the amount of food we eat. Fasting would even be a possible therapy. And in fact, if we can't deprive ourselves, if we cut back on the sugar and carbohydrate part, added sucrose from cane sugar, fructose from corn syrup, and the certainly the sugars that we get when we eat carbohydrates, bread, rice, and pasta turns to sugar. So we need to knock those sugars out, and our immune system will respond. We paralyze our immune system, and so we don't do well with cancer prognosis. And so we need to back away from the sugar. And then a little trick here, which I'm learning, is that how come we don't run out of sugar when we just don't have access to it for a while? And that's because our liver makes glucose. We eat fructose and sucrose, but the liver makes glucose. And we need to – that's feeding tumor cells. Otto Warburg, 1930, two Nobel Prizes, the discovery cancer cells have a voracious appetite for sugar, and that's what keeps them growing rapidly. And what we – our healthy cell uses oxygen for energy, and what we need to do is convert it to back to using that oxygen instead of sugar. And so dietary sugars don't help, but we need to calm down the liver's ability to make glucose. And of all things, metformin, the anti-diabetic drug, reduces the amount of glucose being produced from the liver, which is how it fixes diabetes. Wow. So it is known as an anti-cancer pill. An article in Science Magazine saying because of so many prescriptions to diabetics for metformin, it's saved more people's lives from cancer than any known anti-cancer drug. And it does this by controlling sugar. Now, the reason why I bring all this up, the death rate, by the way, from cancer would go down by 25% if they put every cancer patient on metformin. It's an anti-diabetic drug. You will become depleted in vitamin B12, vitamin B1, and magnesium when you take that pill, but you should take it if you're in trouble. You may elect to. You need a doctor's prescription. What's interesting is how does metformin work? It increases a protein, an enzyme called AMPK. And AMPK is the energy-sensing molecule and gene in our body that senses. And we have little energy-making compartments like batteries in our cells called mitochondria. And those batteries need to be expelling energy, not getting charged up with energy, not storing energy. And because of that, that's what we need to do. And if we do that, we'll be immune. You ready for this? From Alzheimer's and macular degeneration and cancer and diabetes and cardiomyopathy, heart failure, and kidney disease. Those are all one umbrella sugar disease. So we need to knock down the carbohydrates and knock down the liver's production of glucose. Now, if you can't go get a prescription for metformin, let me tell you how to do it even better. Nature provides a wonderful molecule from grapes, and it is 200 times better at upregulating, increasing AMPK, and that molecule is called resveratrol. There's 462 brands of those pills out there. Don't overdose. Don't take megadoses. But I think it would be wise for everybody in our Western culture, especially the way we eat, to get on a resveratrol pill. For the simple sake of those umbrella diseases I just mentioned, I can't tell you any brand cures, prevents, or treats a disease, but I can tell you if you take resveratrol, it works 200 times better than metformin, doesn't deplete you of vitamin B12, B1, and magnesium like metformin does. You don't need a doctor's prescription. Modern medicine's overlooking it. Yes, we have a sponsor that makes a resveratrol pill, but we're making no claim there. We're just kind of informing our audience. You want to be healthier. You want your cells to utilize oxygen for energy instead of sugar. Then you might think of a resveratrol pill. And so as a resveratrol pill works, it upregulates this AMPK, and it downregulates something called hypoxia-inducing factor. Hypoxia is the state of lack of oxygen, so it has to go find sugar for energy. It was interesting. The National Institutes of Health ran resveratrol pills through a test and found out that plain resveratrol downregulates the hypoxia signal that then tells the cell to have to look for sugar for energy. So a cell could be out of oxygen, but if it doesn't send the signal, it doesn't convert to being a tumor cell. So the point being is that resveratrol is pretty good in regard to shutting off. It's a cancer switch, shutting off hypoxia signal, the lack of oxygen signal, and it downregulates it 189-fold. Our sponsor's product, Longevinix, downregulated the hypoxia signal 1,366-fold, six times better. So you can sort that out for yourself, your listeners here. Our sponsor is Longevinix. They make a wonderful red wine pill, the only one really tested in humans. And if you want to find out about it, no claim that cures, prevents, or treats any disease, is 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. Ask for the literature. Nobody's going to call you and make sales calls on you. 866-405-4000. Let them send you information if you want to learn more about it. And get that AMPK working. Get that working in your life.
Yeah, you know, Bill, if I can, let's take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. You kind of perked up my ears when you were talking about the AMPK because you were talking to about it sort of in regards to cancer cell metabolism and sugar. But I understand that it affects a whole lot of things. I'd like to stay on that topic when we get back, so don't go away, folks.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior, and with me, investigative health journalist, and I got to underline that word, investigating. Bill Sardi, I don't know how he does it, but he digs up the most amazing things that are out there in the science on nutrition, and so many times no one's reporting on it. And what's interesting to me, Bill, you know, as a retailer, a lot of my customers read stuff on the internet, they get stuff in magazines, and they're always coming to me asking me about, you know, the new thing. And sometimes the new thing is kind of some hyped up fad, and sometimes it's not, it's a breakthrough. Well, there was an article in one of the magazines about AMPK, which you mentioned in the last segment, and I knew about it, something about it, because it's something you've been talking about and telling me about for a long time, but people, this really seemed to push a button with them, because the way it was described in the article is that this AMPK was sort of like a signal that had all these positive effects in most of your organs, the brain, the heart, the liver. It was kind of exciting, and they kind of said if you get this AMPK stimulated, it just has, you know, cascading health effects, and they mentioned you know, a couple of things that they found could upregulate it, but it's not just one or two things, right?
AMPK Nestle, let's put give them a free plug. Nestle is the biggest food company in the world, trying to develop a pill that will upregulate AMPK and mimic physical exercise, and they're going to be out with some version of that that makes money. You want to dramatically do that on your own, a resveratrol pill of any brand, as long as it's well-labeled and accurate and well-made. There's some quality problems in resveratrol pills, and some aren't made very well, and they have some impurities in them that cause people to get more loose stool symptoms and so on. So make sure you get a good our sponsor is involved here, so we're trying to be as fair as we can with folks. The Longevinix pill has been the only one tested in humans, the only one really shown to work dramatically better than resveratrol itself. So I think just modern medicine is going to overlook these things, and they're going to say, well, it's unproven, but it's only a slightly unproven because you guys won't put it to a test. But they put it to a test here in a clinical study that I have here on my desk, and of course, what it did is it turned on AMPK, exactly what metformin does, exactly what we want to do to mimic exercise and all the benefit of that, and it did it 200 times better than the drug metformin. They just overlook it. So if you'd like to know those little tips and things, it's good for you. Don't take too much because too much resveratrol counters the effect. So, trying to answer these questions a little bit, yes. And by the way, they're trying to, at the University of Washington, come up with a pill that will help dogs live longer and healthier, kind of in the same vein. And I'm reminded that I can't say their name on the air, but the largest dog food company in the world did some studies many years ago.
Is that McDonald's?
And tested resveratrol and found out, and dog owners used it and wanted to know, what is it you're giving the dogs? We'd like to have it too because they're living leaner and healthier and longer. And, of course, it was resveratrol, and they decided never to publish the results. So, you know, interesting that it's kind of hidden in the closet away from us, and now they're trying to do a study at the university. And, you know, the way we are, there's a lot of folks that, you know, they'll buy the pill for their dog and not themselves. Oh, gosh. We're trying to urge you to be healthy, find a way to stay healthy. Look, you're going to agonizingly live about 20 years longer than your forefathers, and are you going to live it in poor health? You want to increase your health span. Let's not talk about just lifespan. And you want to, you know, the best thing to do it is call a calorie restricted diet. Well, the good news, you don't have to deprive yourself of food. Upregulate AMPK. That's what it does. You can do it. Well, the best known way is a pill called Longevinix, our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. You call, leave your name and number. They'll call you back, send you information. You look over it. You become the expert and tell them what you think of the product, 866-405-4000.
You know, Bill, it occurs to me throughout these months that we've been here on Have a Heart Health Radio, we've talked about a lot of different health issues, a lot of different strategies for improving health, living longer, living healthier. And I can't help but notice that, this red wine molecule that's sort of the anchor, if you will, of the Longevinix formula. But this red wine molecule, almost every strategy that improves your health, this molecule can get involved in it. Here everyone's excited about AMPK, and I'm thinking to myself, well, we already have a pill that does that. Really
okay, and let me do it for the poor man. The poor man's anti-aging pill is garlic, and that's our other sponsor, Garlinex, and the only alkaline buffered garlic pill that assuredly provides allicin, the main active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic, without the odor, without the the garlic breath, and it is very inexpensive. You buy it in a 30 count capsule bag, a month supply. You buy three bags, let me make this clear, you'll get one free, and then you qualify for a price of $8.60 a bag. Shipping is free. It's $11.95 normal. You save the money. Do it that way. And we find many of these same things, AMPK and so on, really are raised, and it has better antibiotic qualities. It is wonderful at thinning the blood. It's fabulous at controlling blood pressure. And we now have Garlinex time release. If you want to normalize your blood pressure and keep it within the healthy range, then you want to look at Garlinex time release. It's new, and it's released over a longer period of time and has this nitric oxide hydrogen sulfide effect. In other words, dilates your blood vessels, controls your blood pressure in normal range, and that's Garlinex time release, and you want to ask about it. It's just 50 cents more a bag. And we like to tell about 866-674-3955 is Garlinex, 866-674-3955. And, it's the highest quality and the lowest cost garlic product on the market. So how's that for delivery of something good? Shipping is free. 866-674-3955, Garlinex. That was our former Garlazyme, which we had to change the name for trade reasons. But so for all of you to know how to get in on the game here, we like to have things that are economical, fit people's pocketbooks today. So that's a little bit of our story.
You know, and I should point out, Bill, that if when people hear us talk and you're talking about how important it is to have this alkalized, buffered garlic so that you really can get allicin and hydrogen sulfide, which you can only get from fresh crushed garlic. I was looking for different reasons. I was looking at a study on garlic and some health benefits, and the study was published, and it kept saying the study was done on fresh crushed garlic. It never just said garlic. It was always done on fresh crushed garlic because they were talking about allicin, and it was clear from that study that they were backing up what you said. If you don't use fresh crushed garlic or Garlinex, you're not going to get that allicin, which is one of the major.
There's 9 or 10 products labeled with the word allicin on them. They're bunk. They're totally mislabeled. There's no allicin in there. It's allicin pretend, allicin potential, allicin yield. It doesn't produce allicin. It's got to be converted away from stomach acid for it to work. And so that's false labeling. But we'll get into that another day. Listen, we're running out of time, and I wanted to tell everybody, this is the season for being depressed, and it's holiday time. And I know you're laughing a little bit, but the issue is, you know, there's some folks, and we have loved ones not listening to this show, but we know everyone listening to the show, somebody who might be just a little more depressed than we like to think, and there is a problem in our world. It comes with a lot of folks who are drinking out, taking drugs and other things as well too, but I hate to use the word, but suicide. And that's a real problem, and we don't have a pill for that. We have Dr. Joyce Brown. I'm just recommending a book. If you have a loved one or somebody, you know, we broadcast our show in Las Vegas for a while. I think there's a one person a day, you know, deciding they don't want to live another day in life in Las Vegas. You know, Dr. Joyce Brown was on our program. We were talking about her because she had macular degeneration, found our sponsors, Pill Longevinix. We won an Emmy Award because this got on television, how she got her vision back after trying 17 different brands of resveratrol pills and got her vision back taking our sponsors' product, Longevinix. But the bigger story about Joyce Brown is she has a new book out. It's called Heavenly Answers. It's a sequel. She had an earlier book. She has a new book out now. It's called Heavenly Answers. You can go to Amazon.com. Dr. Joyce Brown, a phone number so you can get that book or actually consult with her if you have a loved one that needs someone to help who is really despondent at this time of the year, 800-434-5924, 800-434-5924. Dr. Joyce Brown, helping people all over the world. For free, she's done this in a wonderful way. We have family members. And, you know, one of the things she says, and she's so convincing talking to people who feel they just can't live another day in life, and they say, well, they want to go to the other side, and they think that's heaven. And she's trying to tell them, are you sure? Maybe you don't know which side you're going to go to. And she catches people, and giving it a double think, she gets them to, well, we buy some time with them, and sooner or later, they're thinking life is worth living again. So Dr. Joyce Brown, helping a lot of people. She's providing a public service. You want to get the book, Heavenly Answers. I've talked to some people who read her book and decided life is worth living. She has a wonderful, interesting story about her life and all the suffering that she went through, so she can talk about it. And she decided life was worth living despite the fact she was going blind, despite the fact that her house burnt down, and a hundred of other tragedies that occurred to her. Dr. Joyce Brown, her book, Heavenly Answers, 800-434-5924. Look at Amazon.com for the book.
Perfect little pick-me-up for the holidays.
Well, you know, people, you know, these are tough times. I mean, it's a memory time. You know, loved ones passed away at this time. Various things occurred. I mean, it's tough. And for a lot of folks, you know, if they're trying to handle it in an immature way and reaching for medicines and drugs and things, maybe it's a good time to call up Dr. Joyce Brown or read her book. So
I would agree. Okay, we're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everybody. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. And if you didn't know what an investigative health journalist is, well, you should now by listening to this program. Bill, I want to get back to some of the questions we had. Just real quick, the fellow that we were talking about, he had a question about liver supplements, and I just kind of maybe just wanted to throw into him. I've always felt that the amino acid sulfur-bearing N-acetylcysteine, often called NAC, and the herb milk thistle are probably, they're a lot, but probably the two anchors of liver health as far as supplements are concerned, and there are a lot of formulas that have these, artichokes and other. Have anything to add to that?
Well, they control iron is the milk thistle, and NAC, is that what you said?
Yeah, N-acetylcysteine.
Okay, so N-acetylcysteine, we know when we get a liver toxin like acetaminophen, which is your Tylenol, that is a liver toxin, and the antidote is NAC. N-acetylcysteine, a sulfur-bearing amino acid. It's a dietary supplement at health food stores. If you've been drinking a little alcohol, or even if you gave it up, you probably got a little sour liver that needs cleaned up. I like to add IP6 rice bran to the story, wonderfully good because it's iron overload in the liver that causes much of the problem. And, you know, you can get your liver cleaned out. If you want cleanses, a liver cleanse, a brain cleanse, a gallbladder cleanse, a heart cleanse, an artery cleanse, name it, a liver cleanse, a bladder cleanse, a kidney cleanse, I can't think of anything better than rice bran IP6. So that is a wonderful little cheap remedy. It's a mineral chelator, takes the calcium out of your clogged up kidneys, takes the iron, excess iron and copper out of your system, and just works as the most wonderful cleanse. Next, what's the next question, Dave?
Okay. Well, you know what? Somebody asked a whole spate of questions on hyaluronic acid, which I know you know a lot about. You're really responsible for bringing that supplement out to market, if you will, and you wrote a book on it. And the basic idea of the questions was there's several different forms of hyaluronic acid on the market, and he'd like to know, you know, what do you think gives you your best bang for the buck, which is what he asked, and do we need to take other things with hyaluronic acid to make it more effective?
Okay, hyaluronic acid is goo. It is the gooey stuff between our cells. When we see a picture of cells, there's some gooey stuff in between called connective tissue that connects all of our cells. And that gooey stuff has hyaluronic acid in. It looks like gel. It's a water-holding molecule. Therefore, it brings moisture to your body. And it's also a space filler. So women have estrogen that makes more hyaluronic acid. They have smoother skin, thicker hair, wonderful, more flexible joints. We see those gymnasts, those female gymnasts can be contortionists. And we need to get it back as females get a little older. It isn't, in a sense, an estrogen replacement because it does what estrogen does. And it brings the beauty back to women and thickens their lips and their hair and smoothens their skin. Now, there's a number of supplements out there, brands. There is the one from chicken sternum cartilage. That's 10% hyaluronic acid, 90% collagen. And then they have another one from rooster comb, you know, a little comb above the head there.
They get it
out of there. And then there is a synthetic one. Don't think so badly of the synthetic here because it's pure. It's just HA. It's not 90% collagen. And you get more for your buck. And they make it from corn, and it's a sugar-like molecule, not sugar itself. And so hyaluronic acid is glucosamine holding hands with something called glucuronic acid, and then it becomes this hyaluronic acid. And so it is the molecule of youth. You will look young if you have a lot of it, and you will look wrinkled and old if you don't. You're a smoker. You're using more of it up. Vitamin C helps you keep more. It breaks down due to an enzyme called hyaluronidase that iron controls that. So excessive iron, things like quercetin from red apple peel and red onions, quercetin, inhibits the enzyme that breaks down hyaluronic acid. I like the one I formulated for Purity Products. They're HA formulas, they call them. And they make one called Hylastin because for people that get dry skin, dry hair, brittle nails, dry eyes, they need the essential oils also to add moisture to their body, and it includes those essential GLA oils from borage oil, I believe, is what's in there. And that's borage oil, evening primrose, and black currant seed oil are the moisture-delivering oils. So very important, and that's called Hylastin from Purity Products. You can look them up and find them. I think you sell that in your store at Redwood, in Redwood City. David Stouter, our host, is Red Captain at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. You can get a hold of him to answer more of your questions directly or find those food supplements that are hard to find in your stores or more questions and answered at – what's the number for your store again?
Well, our toll-free number at the store is 877-277-5343. Again, 877-277-5343. And you're welcome to call. I'm usually there Thursday through Monday. Now, Bill, you know, we look at these, I'm going to say basically three forms of hyaluronic acid. And I noticed that typically the chicken collagen, they recommend about, roughly 100 milligrams a day. The rooster comb stuff, they typically recommend what turns out to be about 120. And in the pure stuff that's synthesized from corn, it seems like the milligrams go way down. I had a liquid form of it once, and the daily dose was 3 milligrams, but it was
that's a little on the sparse side, and those things tend to be overpriced. I've seen that brand, but 40 or 50 milligrams works well. You know, Longevinex, our sponsor, makes a product called Longevinex Advantage, and it has the hyaluronic acid in it, along with a little lutein and all the other good resveratrol, quercetin, vitamin D, IP6, rice bran, all of that in one formula. And it's called Longevinex Advantage. And I just had someone call me up, a lady, and said, my God, it actually works. You know, the wrinkles and fine lines around my eyes disappeared, all that. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do for you. And so it works, Longevinex Advantage, if you want to call them again, their number, 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. Longevinix Advantage, a little more pricey, but certainly something that's effective. And we do it with 40 or 50 milligrams of hyaluronic acid because you don't need that much if you make the formula right. So that's how it's done.
Okay, that sounds good. So probably in the 50 to 100 or so range is...
By the way, you're just stimulating your body. There's fibroblast cells in your body that make HA, hyaluronic acid. What Longevinix Advantage does is stimulate those. You don't need a big dose orally to make it work. It goes where you've got the inflammation in your body, stimulates those to repair. It produces hyaluronic acid, cushions the knees, joints, fills the skin, gives you moisture, thickens your hair, and it kind of gets as an anti-wrinkle effect. So those are the things that we like to talk about. HA formulas, they've been a godsend to people because that gooey, cushiony stuff called hyaluronic acid cushions nerves. And we've actually had people over my time. I wrote a book about hyaluronic acid, how to live 100 years without growing old. And the story emanated from Japan at the time. But I've had people throw away their pain relievers, even morphine and all those other ones. They didn't need it. Once they got the cushioning around their nerves, they didn't have the pain that they had, lifelong pain. So it's a great pain reliever as well.
Okay, Bill, we got like 2 minutes. Somebody did ask us a question about the apple polyphenol, in other words, the phytonutrients from apple. And I know that that was one of the ingredients that you put in your ultimate vitamin C formula that you formulated for Purity Products. So what do we know about this apple polyphenol?
Well, apple has some wonderful molecules in it. Quercetin is one. You can get that individually at health food stores. There's some other wonderful molecules. We'll be unveiling those over time. But apple polyphenols, probably, wow, there's just an array of them there. And not too many people make that, but it's a wonderful companion vitamin C to make your capillaries get tighter, cut down swelling, inflammation, and so on. And we'll be talking to our audience a little more over time about that.
All right. Well, so folks, we're just about out of time here, but a couple of things. I think those of you who I would invite you to go to Have a Heart Radio or Have a Heart Health Radio?
Have a Heart Health Radio.
Okay, see? There you go. All the archives of the programs, we keep it pretty up to date, are there. So you have a lot of different shows from the number one show we did on to the end. I invite you to listen. And I'll say again, if you want to ask us a question, we'll do our best to answer it on the air. You can call our toll-free number 844-49-HEART, which is 844-494-3278, or email us at haveaheart@thebright. That's theBright.com. And, you know, stay in touch with the show. And please tell your friends. You know, we're on in down in San Diego, in Las Vegas, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Most of those stations are on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. .com, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world. So we appreciate you. Spread the word. Okay, Bill, it's time that we say goodbye.
Bye-bye, David.
Bye, Bill. Okay, we'll see you all next week. Take care. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.